announcements before we begin the Spiritually Challenged Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkwood, along with Johnny. Tonight we all know about how gaming could be a bit of a, let's just say, a challenge if it isn't exactly accessible.
Exactly.
For having a fair advantage. Well, Xbox and accessible games is actually stepping up and making making it more user friendly to have a fair advantage, which
not everybody can actually hold a controller.
Mm-hmm. So having the ability to use a assistive device to play a game, play any game systems, it's called Able Gamers, which has brought accessibility into the forefront, which they actually have a certification has different certifications has an APX certification, which is to enable more inclusivity in the gaming community in general, which is awesome. Yeah, PlayStation and Xbox are basically open to accessibility, more accessibility. Nintendo, unfortunately, hasn't realized. The importance of this.
From one Nintendo to another, I gotta say one thing. Step up.
Mm-hmm. Which, I look at it as, if everyone plays games, why be so limited to what's accessible it's a big deal.
Hey, isn't Nintendo supposed to be like, they make games for everybody, but
yeah,
you're leaving people out.
It's sad.
It's time to step up, Nintendo.
Yeah.
I can easily take my money somewhere else.
Yeah.
But that means giving up Pokemon. Feels conflicting,
right?
Man. I can't quite do that yet.
Right.
But anyway, it's like having like this accessory for the Xbox for the wheelchair.
Yeah.
It might sound cliche, but it's a real game changer. Wait,
is needed.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So it adds on to the Xbox Adaptive Controller.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to see like a company doing it, but a third-party company working with a big company to make it with it? That is huge.
Yeah. It's needed. It's
and this company's even publishing instructions to do it yourself as well.
Right. And it needs to be a reasonable. It really needs to be something that is understand. Needs to be a reasonable request, a reasonable It has to be adaptive. There's a need for more adaptability. Why limit people? Why make it more difficult for people to enjoy gaming?
If I know Nintendo, they probably will have it in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it only seems like it's like a generation behind.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do, it's going to be pretty good. See, I'm actually seeing people with disabilities on Twitch. That's on the rise.
Which is huge.
Which I like. Right, I think I posted something the other day. Like it's nice to see like people of all abilities like
mm-hmm.
coming together on Twitch.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see this momentum keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a really great place to be.
Yeah.
Just hanging. Like, I can't wait to see what the future will hold. Maybe one day we'll see a high-profile person with a disability on Twitch.
Right.
I mean, I'm on there, and I'm definitely not high-profile.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm there.
And that's a big deal.
2020 is going to be a big year. As we go forward as well. I mean, like in the past year, I'm seeing more and more people with this story once where it's like this is where I want to be.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And seeing more people step up and
like raising awareness, like he's like to be feel like comfortable with ourselves, like I'm excited to see what the future of gaming is going to hold for us. I mean, the future is exciting.
Yeah.
Then we'll see what the next generation will have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next, seeing everybody kick butt in game.
That's a big deal. And I guess it's only a matter of time, too. And on that note, we will be back next Monday, same time, same place. And let's see where this new accessible technology goes and adaptive technology goes on that note.
I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah. And on that note, we'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Night.